commutation, phase one hearing for Dominique Ballas. ADC number is 163786. Mr. Ballas is serving a 10-year sentence for aggravated assault. He is asking for time served, which comes up to about 5 to 6 years off of his sentence. His absolute date is December 6th of 2023. He's asking for time served so that that would take effect. He does not have, he does currently have a detainer for the Maricopa County Adult Probation Office. He states that the reason that he took the plea agreement, that he was threatened to receive 39 years if he did not take the 10 years plea agreement at the time, and did not, said he did not feel there was any evidence he needed to prove his innocence. At this point, he thinks that there is evidence to prove his innocence at this time. Since he's been incarcerated, he has had 7 disciplinary tickets. In fact, he has about 2 pages of disciplinary action. His last discipline action was on September 7th of 2017. It was a major, and it was for theft and possession. And in July 19th of 2017, he had another major that was for possession of manufacturing. That was a major. Then on June 23rd of 17, he had another one that was possession of manufacturing, which was also a major violation that he had. He was guilty on all of those. However, prior to that, he didn't have any discipline actions until 2012. So between 2012 and 2017, he didn't have any disciplinary actions. He has come before a phase one hearing. He had a phase one hearing in March or April of 2004. He had a commutation phase one hearing that was passed on to phase two. And then in June of 2004, commutation two was not recommended to the governor. He had a phase one hearing in 2007, and phase one hearing was not passed to phase two. And then it looks like he had a special hearing in July of 2011. And at that time, it was a special. He was placed on parole, and that parole was revoked on February 9th, 2012. This is an incident that occurred in the Sam's. I clicked a gun that was not bullet in the chamber. It took off running. This actually happened on September 29th, 2014, when Mr. Sam's discovered his handgun and magazine had been bulleted all in by an incident where Mr. Sands attacked him in the face, defended, grabbed him, took him to the ground. He then alleged that Mr. Sands took the gun out of the holster, then pointed the gun at him. He pointed the gun at him while he had the gun pointed. He tried to click it, but there was no gun, there was no bullet in the chamber, so the gun didn't go off. This all happened. He committed this felony on September 19th, 2011. He was on probation, which had been revoked, and it was revoked. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison. He was a prohibited user at the time that this incident occurred. He received presumptive both charges of 7.5 years. He received for one charge 2.5 years for a total of 10 years that he received. So he did receive the presumptive on both of those crimes. And the 10-year sentence is a combination of the two crimes of presumption. Therefore, I do not feel it was excessive. I do want to note that there is a letter in here from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office that objects to the commutation of the phase one hearing, which basically states that Mr. Ballas attacked the victim during a struggle. The defendant obtained control of the victim's gun, a 40 caliber pistol pointed it at him. The defendant attempted to pull the trigger, but the weapon would not fire. Then he fled with the weapon. So therefore, I feel like the sentence was not excessive. He did receive the presumption for the time that he was. He was actually on parole. I mean, he had a felony conviction and was a prohibited possessor at the time that this incident occurred. Before I'd like to make the motion to not pass Mr. Dominic Valles, ADC number 163786, to not pass him on to commutation phase two.
Second.
Wait.